We hear you.
People can hear me?
Yes, well.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Am I able to ask a quick question before we start here?
Yes.
If a dishwasher that's usually used to clean fleshik pots and pans has a milchik pot that's put in it, what's the status of everything that's
Again,
in it?
I have a fleshik dishwasher, and what happened?
And I put a milchik pan in it.
A milchik pot? Oh. Uh-huh.
And it gets cleaned together with other fleshik things. So I guess what's the status of the dishwasher and of the other pots and pans?
In Shulchan Aruch, we assume that the Mechaber writes like this, even though the Taz and the Shach are not so happy, but today we assume, like the Mechaber, that if you use a detergent, then the bliya that goes in from the milchik pot, the bliya that goes into the fleshik dishes or into the dishwasher is going to be nice and tam levgam. Some dishwashers, the first rinse doesn't have a detergent. The detergent only kicks in after the first rinse. Then you have a problem because the first rinse, what did they cook in the milchik pot? They cook milchiks or they cook parava? It was really used for milchiks.
Yeah, like a pastry that had dairy in it, that had milk in it.
And there's no shishim. There was no shishim in the pastry against the milk.
Could be there was shishim.
If it's close to shishim and then you have water, so it could be the water, the spitzing, so it could be the water, if it was close to shishim, so the water with the pastry could add up to shishim. So it's already bottom shishim. But even if it's not bottom shishim, if the first rinse has a detergent in it, so the general practice is that the make of that, they consider the bliya that comes from the milchiks into the fleshy dishes and into the dishwasher, they consider everything does in tam levgam. Yeah, that's the general opinion. Okay, let's see. What time is it? Oh, it's not yet 1:45. Okay, we still have a little time. Where are we? Which daf? Yud Aleph from an hour. The next few blat gemara, we're not going to get too involved in all the different vegetables, but just go through the klolim. So we'll go quickly. I really would like to get the daf chaf on the basis about the international date life. You're learning Rosh Hashanah.
I'd like to try to understand that.
Yeah, not so complicated. Very easy gemara. The Balamor.
Oh, yeah.
The Chazanish disagreed with Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tkachinsky. Tkachinsky said the Balamor. Tkachinsky claimed that the Balamor says the date line is 12 hours to the east of Yerushalayim and it cuts through Alaska. So the Chazanish starts off, he has a whole country, it's about the date line. So he writes, people are very sharp, have the attitude that they're very brilliant, and they chap, when there's a long essay, they read the first 2 lines, 10 lines, and they think they understood it already, then they don't pay attention. He says, I'm not so sharp. So I have to read everything slowly. If you read the Balamar slowly and carefully, see, he never said that. He said that the date line is 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim, not 12 hours to the east. It's Beferish like that. The Balamar is Beferish, what the Chazan said. Not at all 12 hours to the east. It was a whole scandal. When the Miri Yeshiva was in Kobe, in Japan, once they went to Shanghai, there was no Shiloh. But when they were in Japan, they had the Shiloh of the date line. So they sent the Shaila to, they wanted to hear what the Chazanish had to say. So somehow they sent the telegram. Chazanish didn't have any way to receive the telegram. So they sent the telegram to the chief rabbi Herzog. Rabbi Chaim Moshe had passed away already by then. So he said if Rabbi Chaim Moshe would be alive, there wouldn't have been any machlokes. Whatever he would say would be it. That was all. They would all cough of them. He had passed away. So Rav Herzog convened a meeting of many different Rabbanim. Most of the Rabbanim apparently were not fully understanding what the whole issue was. So they all agreed with Rav Tkachinsky. So that was a disaster. Rav Tkachinsky is not at all what it's his own opinion, but that's not what it says in the Balamor. Balamor shows the whole Gemara. The fair is not like that. Okay, let's see. And Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we left off. The Gemara comments that Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's about 25 lines from the bottom, and the Gemara quotes from Dvarim chapter Lamanal. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what does it mean, Hayayim? Mal Tamadayim Hayayim? Hayom Molo Yom Ayishnoisan. Shakar is Bokhi Yashem and Malash and Sem Shtat Sadik and Yom Liyom. Chodesh Lechodesh Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adam and he died on Zayin Adam. It's interesting, there's a Sefer. Rab David Novardik, he was the Rabbi Novardik. He was a contemporary of Rab Chaim Volozhiner. He was tzikrik. He had a machlekes with Rab Chaim Volozhiner, a personal machlekes, and then Rab Chaim Volozhiner had two businessmen go to him for a din Torah. They made up a whole case. Rab Chaim Volozhiner said they should go to him, and he paskened. And then after he paskened the din Torah, he realized that Rab Chaim Volozhiner, the whole thing was set up. It wasn't a real din Torah. And then he realized that Rab Chaim Volozhiner was right in his dispute. And then he had the heretz for Rab Chaim Volozhiner. Rab Chaim Volozhiner passed away. He delivered a hesped. So he starts off the hesped. His sefer is called Galya Masechta, because the Gemara says in Erevin, he David Achol the Rach of Maska. Hashem Imoy that David and Melech was very successful in giving public shiurim. And it says that Shaul HaMelech Vahi Shaul Marshia V'chol Hashia. Hashem means he was not successful in giving public shiurim, and David was successful. Gemara says why? Because David galya masechta, and the Shaul was lo galya masechta. What does that mean? It's a question. What it means? I think the Neri says that David Hamelach gave mar mekaymus in advance, so all the tambinim could prepare, and then when he gave the shiur, said they would all participate. They would all ask kashas. But if you don't give mar mekaymus in advance and you give the shiur, so no one can ask the kashas, so you can get away with anything. That's one of the pshatim. Different pshatim, what it means, Galya Masechta. So this is going, Rab David al-Navardike, he was a contemporary of Rab Chaim Volozhiner, he called the sefer Galya Masechta. He thought it's Givaldi. He thought the sefer is Givaldi. He writes one of it, it's a tshuva sefer. First half of the sefer is Shalos HaTshuvos. Second half of the sefer is Drushes. It's paid him, the Drushes that he gave him is a rabbi in Navardike. So he spoke, he delivered a hesped for Rab Chaim Volozhiner. So he says, how come he didn't die on his birthday? How come he died a week after his birthday? So he says, he starts out by saying, because the Gemara in Perichelik, in the end of Sanhedrin, has a machloikis, how old does a baby have to be that if he dies, he'll be zeichet to Olam Habo, I think. So there are different opinions. So one says, when the baby's old enough to answer Amen, when the baby's old enough to answer Amen. The other opinion is, if the baby had a bris, and then he dies after the bris, then he has a tchiz amesim. If he didn't live till the bris, then not. So he claims that the accepted opinion, I don't know how you know, the accepted opinion, said the accepted opinion is, if the baby dies after the bris, then he gets tchiz amesim. So Rab Chaim Volozhiner died not on his birthday, he died on the anniversary of his birth, a week later. So then he asked the kasha, but Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, died on Zayin Adar. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu die a week after? So he says, no, the Medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu was not like Mahu. So he didn't need a bris. So I don't know. I think if someone would deliver a hesped today like that, people would laugh. He's asking a kasha, and I got it, and he gave a teretz, not like Mahu. But then everybody believed every Maimon Chazal is true. So that was the opening line that he had. It's Mizpah Yamecha Amalei, who was Miyom Liyom, Chodesh L'Chodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar because he was not Lad Mohon. If it would have been a baby who needed a bris milah, it would have been a week later. This is an Agadita, yeah. Then the Gemara has, there's a long Tesis here in Yud Aleph and Aleph Tesis Dima Masch Ela Dukoy Bechag, where Tesis quotes Pirush Rashi and Chumash and all the Midrashim that say that when the Malach came to tell Avram and Sarah that she's going to have a baby, and he made a mark on the wall, and he said he's going to come next year, Kais Chayar Lasarabain. Next year, when the sun will reach this point, she's going to have a baby a year later. That's against the Babli on Nizdaf. The Babli says over here, the Malach came on one Yantif and she had the baby on the next Yantif. So how can it be she had the baby on the next Yantif? From one Yantif to the other, you don't have 9 months. So the Gemara says that there are two types of pregnancies. There's a 9-month pregnancy and a 7-month pregnancy. A baby's born in the 8th month, a ben ches, so you don't know, is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy? It's premature. When a baby's born premature, is a suffix navel till the baby reaches the age of 20. That's a Gemara in Yevamos. But if it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, then a post-mature is a good. Then it's 7-month pregnancy is normal. And Shulchan Aruch and Hilcha Shabbos, they quote the Ritva, who says he doesn't know what this Gemara is talking about. We don't know anything about a 7-month pregnancy. What is the Gemara? The Gemara always assumes like that. There are two types of pregnancies, 7-month and an 8-month. And whenever you have 7-month and a 9-month pregnancy, whenever you have a baby born in the 8th month, you have to figure out, is it post-mature 7-month or is it premature 9-month? The Gemara says you can tell if the baby has hair, a head full of hair, the baby has fingernails that are grown, then it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy. And if it's the baby doesn't have hair and it doesn't have long fingernails, then it's a premature 9-month pregnancy. Premature is a suffix navel until he reaches the age of 20. Yeah, the Chazon Ish said that they put the baby in an incubator. It's like putting the baby back inside the rechem of the mother. And then when the doctors release the baby from the hospital, they say the baby is as healthy as any other baby. So that's considered kololochadoshev. But you don't have to wait till the age of 20. It's considered right away. That's a mechlal sofik neifel. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva. He wants to disagree with the Chazon Ish. He thinks that nothing changed in the world. Even though they put the baby in an incubator, still, you have to wait till the age of 20. That he should be yotzei mechlal sofik. He can't be mitzar from Torah minyan. He's a sofik neifel till he reaches the age of 20. Okay, I think we usually assume like the Chazon Ish on this. So they quote the Ritva who says, we don't know what this is all about. What does it mean that there's a 7-month pregnancy? There is no such thing. There's only a 9-month pregnancy. Okay, so we don't understand, but that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, then the Gemara has a shaila, whether your letters letisha, if it's a 9-month pregnancy, which we assume always is so, 9-month pregnancy, is your letters limikutoim or any your letters limikutoim? Mikutoim means, is it normal that the baby is born into the beginning of the 9th month, or they have to have 9 full months? What does it mean, 9 full months? So the Pischei Tshuva in Yerudei and Hilchas Nida talks about this. So he says some Achrayim misunderstood that it means 9 full months on a calendar. On Jewish calendars, every other month has 29 days, every other month has 30 days. So he says that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says if you hold that you need 9 full months, any of those limikutoyin into the 9th month is considered premature. So you need 9 times 30. 9 times 30 days. It's not 9 months on the Yiddish calendar that every other month is 29 days. 9 times 30. Yeah, how do we assume the halacha? So that's a question in the Rishonim. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they say, we assume that your letters letisha, any of that is limikutoyin. There's a Mishnah that in Nida that if you kill a human being, Ratzeach is Chayv Misa, even a Tinik Ben Yom Echad, the baby was born today, you kill a baby, a Chayv Misa. So that's only if the baby is not a Sofik Nefel. If the baby is a Sofik Nefel and you kill him, you're not Chayv Misa, and you don't observe Avelus. If a baby, you don't know. Sometimes you know, Bavada, the baby is premature. So premature baby, so if he dies before the age of 20, we say he was an Eifel and is now Avelus. We say he was never alive, or he was alive till 19. We say he was never alive, he looked like he was alive, well, he wasn't alive. And if he's post-mature baby, if you know for sure, it was Kololo Chadosha, you know for sure that it was a full 9 months. So even if he dies the day after he's born, the day that he's born, still, you observe Avelus, and Haharga Neragol, whoever kills him is Chayv Misa. A Stam baby is born, you don't know whether it's Kol HaChadosh, I'm not Kol HaChadosh, you don't know. So in Minat Torah, you assume the Raiv Vladis are Vlad Bar Kayama. And this is a Chumra Midrabbanim. Midrabbanim, we say that if you have a baby is born, you don't know Bivada one way or the other, you don't know whether it was not Kol HaChadosh, it was. So then they said, if you wait Shloshim Yom, the Vlad is yet to Mechlal Sofik. Where'd they get it from? From Pidyon HaBen. But since the Dura says you wait Pidyon HaBen till Yom Lamed Aleph, 30 days, means that they usually waiting 30 days, the lot is yotz mechal safin haifa. Tidya Rabbeinu, then is even if you know for sure that the baby was it was a 10-month pregnancy, still have to wait till Yom Lamed Aleph in order to do Tidya Rabbeinu. That's in the Chumash. And if let's say you did Tidya Rabbeinu in the middle of the 30 days, and then later on the baby survives, so it's not a glory. You don't say, it's a glory milsom the mafreh, the baby was of Vlad Bar Kayam, it wasn't an Eiffel. It's a glory milsom mafreh, the Tidya Rabbeinu was good. You don't say like that. Tidya Rabbeinu cannot be done before the Yom Lamed Aleph. That's a chok. But the fact, why did the Torah single out 30 days? So the Gemara and Shabbos and Perek HaBlez and the Mila assumes, because kosher shor shloshim yom ba'adam, the vlad is yetzim mechlal sofik neifel. So that's min haTorah, whenever a vlad is born, you don't know whether he's a neifel or not. You go basarot, that's a Magen Mishnah, beginning of Hilchos. Yibam v'chavitza has a long arichas. It says, min haTorah, you go basarot. And the whole thing is only midirabbanan, that the vlad is a sofik neifel, v'horgoyen and neregolov. Why they made a chumrah? They made a chumrah because of chalitza. What's a din, again, by chalitza? A man is married and he dies and he leaves no children. And his wife is pregnant. And then the wife has a baby after he died. The wife had the baby before he died. Doesn't make a difference. And then the baby was born prematurely. And then the baby dies. So that's a nefel. So then, even though at the time the husband died, the wife had a live baby, but if the baby was born prematurely, then unless the baby survives till the age of 20, we assume that it was an eifel. We assume it was an eifel and doesn't pata her from chalitza. So they made a chumer midrabanan min haTorah. If you have a baby, you don't know whether it's kol hachadosh or not. You don't know one way or the other. So you go bas the roiv lodus are not nifalim. And midrabanan they made a chumra. But in order that this chumrah should stick, they were afraid that people will allow a Yivama Lashuk to marry even though she had a vlad that was an eifel. They said, even if you have a vlad that's a sofik kol alachadosh, a psafik kol alachadosh, and when you go about suroid, and you say it's not an eifel, but with the Rabbanan, they said she's not allowed to remarry. So in order that din of the Rabbanan should be observed, that they had to introduce kulas also. But they said that one who kills a baby, that's a suffix that we don't know whether it's kolal chadosh or not. So we say haharga in a nergol. We act as if it's a suffix knife. Even though menatari go baser rife, you say if love rife a lot, it's not a knife. And they made a kula also that if a baby dies within 30 days after it's born, you don't know whether it's kolal chadosh or not. Most of the babies you don't know. Was it a kolal chadosh? Was it 9 full months? Was it less than 9? You don't know. So min haTorah you go baser rife. So you should observe avelus. Rabbanan, they said you don't observe the avelus unless you be yadush and kolal chadosh. So in the earlier generations, the psak hamikubal, what there was machlokes in the Gemara, adaf, they allude to that machlokes. It's really in the other masichtas and Yevamos and Anida. Whether your lettuce letishi or lettuce lemakutoyin or any lettuce lemakutoyin, is it considered kolal chadoshev if the baby is born into the 9th month? She knows she has 8 full months of 30 days of a pregnancy, and she entered into the beginning of the 9th month. So is that considered normal to give birth or not? So in the days of the Gemara, it was a machlekes. Days of Rishon was also machlekes. It was assumed that you need 9 full months. And then the Ramah quotes the Tshuvas HaTashbetz, that the Chuvas HaTashbetz says, whatever it was in the days of the Gemara, or whatever it was in the days of the Rambam, the Ramban had a machlekes, had a paskin, but b'zman hazeh, the doctors all say that it's fully normal, that a woman gives birth into the 9th month. That's called kolal chadoshev. So the Ramah has this, and the Ramah has it in Hilchos Chalitza, Hilchos Yibam Chalitza. He's matem and isa deraisa based on that. That if the man dies, leaving no descendants, no children, no grandchildren, just his wife has a baby, and the baby was born in the middle of the 9th month, and then the baby dies within 30 days. So he said, there are more paskins from the Chuvas HaTashbetz, that's not called the Sofik Neifel. That's called a Vlad Bar Kayam. That's called Kolal HaChadoshev. into the beginning of the ninth month, that's called Kolol Chadosh. The Ramon never said it in Yeridei and Hilchas Avelos. So that's a question. So some of the Noisikenim, they print on the side. They say, look in Hilchas Chalitza, the Ramon quoted the Tashbetz. If the baby was born into the ninth month, that's called Kolol Chadoshav. So even if he dies within 30 days, it's not called the Sofik Nefam. So the Avdeinei says, a whole tshuva, he thinks not so. He thinks that the Hilchas Avelis were Mekel and any Sofik Koldehu. So not everybody, he thinks that not everybody agrees with the Tshuva Satash Beitz. That Bisman is, it's perfectly normal that the woman gives birth in the middle of the ninth month. So in Hilchas Avelis, we would say, Alochik Debra Mikol, one would not observe Avelis. But when they get to Chalitza, we would be Mekel on the issue of their eyes. We say the woman does need Chalitza because she had this Vlad, even though the Vlad died within 30 days. But since the baby was born into the ninth month, that's called Kolol Chadoshav, the Bisman is that's normal. So the Avnei Nezer has a questionable chiddush. That's a question. They say halacha gedibah mekel ba'ovel, because whenever there's a suffix called the hu, you always go to the kula. Is that called a suffix called the hu? When you have a question in metzias, is that called a suffix called the hu? That's highly questionable. The Mishkan Yankev has a sefer on brachas that's called Kohelus Yankev. He has a oris almost daf al daf. So on Daf Yud Beis, so on Daf Yud Aleph Yud Beis, he says that this halacha, the halacha of the Ramek Ba'ovel, is based on the idea that Eliyahu Dibur Lekim Chaim. Eliyahu Dibur Lekim Chaim is only in a machlokes and halacha when it's shaykh to say, like, it can't say metzias. There's a machlokes and metzias. Is it normal for a woman to deliver a baby in the middle of the ninth month? He can't say Eliyahu. Either it is or it's not. Can't say Eliyahu. So he would say, you can't say because there are those who disagree with the Tshuva's Tashbetz, and they hold that even Mizmanazet, it's not normal to give birth in the middle of the ninth month. So that's that part of the Avnei Nezer's Tshuva is highly questionable. That he wants to split, he wants to say the Rambam only wrote the Tshuva's Tashbetz, he only quoted it in Hilchas Chalitza, and never quoted it in Hilchas Avelis. That's the Pashtus is that it's not correct. Pashtus is like the other Achrayim, that since he quoted it in Hilchas Chalitza, that was manazet's normal to have to give birth in the middle of the ninth month. So if the baby is born in the middle of the ninth month, even if that's called Kolol Chadosh, even if he dies within a month, he still would observe Avelis. Unless it turns out, let's say, that after the baby dies, the doctors ascertain that the reason why the baby dies is because the inner organs didn't fully develop. Not that an accident happened or something. The organs never fully developed. Sometimes, yeah, so then it's like Kolol Chadosh. Kolol Chadosh means either into the ninth month or the full 9 months means that everything was developed in the baby. If it's not fully, a volume inside, a volume apima, not fully developed, then it's called like Kolol Chadosh. That's the definition of a nephon. So sometimes, even if it's a full 9 months, a post-mature baby, also it's like Kolol Chadosh, because you find that the inside organs were not developed. But if that's not the case, the baby dies from a crib death or something else like that, then the Pashto says that the din wouldn't apply Bizman HaZen. If the baby dies within 30 days, he wouldn't observe Avelus. If she gave birth in the middle of the ninth month, that's considered Kolol Chadosh. Okay, so that's on Daf Yud Aleph from Aram. Then the Gemara has the machlokes of Blazer, Rabbi Yeshua, where the betisha in Yibra Ha'olam, Rabbi Nissen in Yibra Ha'olam, what's an afkamina, whether the gulu hasidim, whether the betishwi hasidim lahigol, Rabbi Nissen hasidim lahigol. Okay. The Gemara says in the last parak in Sanhedrin, the parak chedek, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Ani Hashem b'ito achi shana. That there's a gula b'ita kodesh boch who knows when is the ketz hayomim, and then there's achishenim zochu, it'll be achishenim. If lo zochu, it'll be b'ita. So their machlekes over here is when is b'ita? Is it in some year in Tishrei or is it some year in Nisan? But it's possible to be achishenim. It's possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hasten it. The Gemara, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think the Turi Yevin has this comment. Maybe it's in the Gvura Sari. reads in the Gvor Sari on Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus has a din that there were 24 mishmars of Kohuna, and the Kohen during his week, during his mishmar, he's not allowed to drink wine the whole week, just in case they'll need him to do avodah. Even though the Kohanim had divided him into six batei avos, one beisab does the avodah on Sunday, the next beisab does avodah on Monday, and so on. But so maybe they'll need all of the Kohanim. Meheri, Gemara says, Meheri bana beis hamigdosh. Let's say today there's no beis hamigdosh. Meheri bana beis hamigdosh, and it may turn out that this Kohen has to do avodah today. So he should. The Gemara says after the Churban Abayis, some of the Tanaim said Kohanim are never allowed to drink any wine because Meheri bana meig. We don't know when it's going to be built, and they may have to do avodah today. And we paskin not so that. Because there's no beis hamikdash, so that's why the Rav is allowed to drink wine. So the question over there is, what do you mean? It's not Nisan, it's not Tishrei. How can it be that that they're going to build a beis hamikdash this month? So the answer is Achishana. That's I think maybe it's the Gvor Sari by the Shagasari Antinus. Maybe it's the Torah Yevan here. I don't remember already, but that's what they suggest. That for not Gimar, say that it's possible that the Beis HaMikdash will be built today, any given day, is a 50-50 chance. It may not be Be'ita, but it may be Achishana. Their machlokes is when is Be'ita? Is Be'ita in Chodesh Nisan or Be'ita is in Chodesh Tishrei? Okay, so the Gimar has not that much of an afkamina. An afkamina is that the davening on Rosh Hashanah, the Gimar says later in Rosh Hashanah, the davening, we have the piyut, Yom Haris Olam. So Yom Haris Olam is only reasonable if we say B'tishrei Nivrahod, we say B'nis Nivrahod, we can't say Hayom Ha'asam, that is not the birthday of the world. So we assume, then Taisa discusses there, that there's a stira how we paskin. On the one hand, we say Hayom Ha'asam, but for the Kufis and the Moldus, we assume that B'nis Nivrahod. So the Rabbi Natan makes some kind of a compromise. That's a problem. Okay. Then the Gemara has to comment on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. On the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah in the Masechta says that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Liyarokas. What does it mean, Liyarokas? So the Gemara says, Famaisa Yerik. Famaisa Yerik. That on the first 2 years of the Shemitah Saka, you mafish Maisa Risha, Maisa Sheni. The third year, instead of Maisa Sheni, mafish Maisa Rani. The fourth and the fifth years are repeat of the first and the second years of Mafish Maisa Risha, Maisa Sheni. And the 6 year is a repeat of the third year that Yimafrish Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani, and no Maisa Shein. The Gemara works it out from Psukim. The Gemara explains it all based on Psukim. So the question is, how do you determine whether any given fruit or vegetable belongs to the second year, the third year, the fourth year? So we have four different clothing. The Yerokas, Yigobasar Lakita. And what is in Lakita? So we said when we first learned the Mishnah, that's a Machlekes Tesis in the Ritva. The Taisus is the bottom. Taisus Yud Gimel on the base. Achag Gmar Pri. The Taisus is B'chol Yerek Nami Ahochlin by Achag Gmar Pri. When the Gemara says you go Basa Lakita, it's not accurate. It means you go Basa Gmar HaPri when it's fully ripened. Sometimes you'll wait a week or two before you detach it from the ground. So Taisus doesn't mean Lakita means Gmar Pri. And the Ritva disagrees. He says no, Lakita means Lakita. And then the Gemara says by Tvua you go Basa Havoa Shlish. And then Kitnius, the Gemara says, you go Basar Hashrasha. You go Basar Hashrasha. Where is that Gemara? That's on Yud Gimel on the base. Kitnius, you go Basar Hashrasha. Gemara gives a whole explanation why. And then in Peres Ilan, you go Basar Chanote. So Taisus explains, Dibra Hamaschil Hatvua, and Yud Beis on the base. The Taisus Hatvua, they say that Chanote. But Beres Ilan is the same as Havashlish. They interpret it in the Gemara. So you have the four Zmanim, that you go Basa Havashlish by Tvua, you go Basa Chanata by Beres Ilan. So Taisuk explains that's the same thing. That's Havashlish. So that's the same din. And you rock as you go Basa Lakita, and Machloik to Taisuk Ritva, what it means Lakita. And by Kitnias, you go Basa Hashrasha, when it takes root. So Rashi has a comment on Yud Gimel on the base in Dibur HaMaschil Mitoch Shasvim Parochim Parochim. The Rashi starts about 15 lines from the top of Yud Gimel on the base, and it's a long Rashi, around 15 line long Rashi, 15, 20 lines. So Rashi says that the whole din of HaFrashas, Trumas and Masses that we're talking about by Yerokas and by Kitni and by Perseil, and the whole thing is only the Rabbanan, because Menatari, you only have in Trumas and Masses if it's Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah. Yeah, that's the big Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The big Tosfos Tana de Rabbanan. That's Tosfos Sheet, the Rashi and Tosfos and the Rabbit hold like that. That the Chi of Trumas and Masses, Menatari is only Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah. Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah is Minya Dog and Tirish. And tirosh is grapes or wine, and yitzer is olives, zeisman of olives or olive oil. So minatar, that's all that's chayv. And all the other pairs of ilan is only mid the rabbanon. How do they know? Because they quote a gemara later that the gemara says ma'isa charuvin is the rabbanon. Here the Tosis quotes and yud beis amud aleph Tosis maschol tana de rabbanon. So they quote. You look into the Tosis around 25 lines down. It says. The Kamam Pirkan Daf Tezvav on the base. So they quote the Gemara Tezvav on the base. Maisa Charuben is the Rabbanim. Boxer is only with the Rabbanim. So they take that Gemara. That all Perisuilin is the Rabbanim. The Maisa Tzlaf is with the Rabbanim. Tzlaf was on a bush. They quote from Brochus Haflam and Vov. And Maisa Tablin is the Rabbanim. Right. So the only thing that's Menatar is Dog and Tirish Pizza. That's Shita Sartesis. And the Rambam holds not. So the Gemara says Maisa Yerik is the Rabbanim. So the Rambam agrees. Yerokas is the Rabbanim. Yeah. Tosis at the end of that long Tosis on Yud Beis Amud Aleph Maschal Tana, the Rabbanan, they say, how come the last three lines in the Tosis, Vodu Karmina Bi Yerushalmi Yerokas Midir Rehem? Why does the Gemara say that Maise Yerik is only Maise Yerik is Midir Rabban? Everything, all other Trumas and Maise, other than Dog and Tirish Vitz, everything is all Midir Rabban. Why are they only single out Maise Yerik? So they say, Hayin Hashem Ahem Smach Men Aposuk. The all the other the Rabbanans, Peres or Elon, and the others, there is an Asmachta. In Maisi Yerik, there isn't even an Asmachta. Then they say, but in the Sifra, there is an Asmachta. Avagav de Beteroskanim, so far as Bechuk Kaisai, there's this Sifra, there is an Asmachta even for Maisi Yerik, but the Gemara does, Yishalmi doesn't hold like that. Yishalmi holds that Maisi Yerik is a lower din the Rabbanan. So din the Rabbanan doesn't even have an Asmachta. Okay. So that's the Shita. So Rashi also goes like that. The Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Bey says, how did the Chachamim have the right to make different zmanim over here? That this you go Basar Chanata, and this you go Basar Lakita, and this you go Basar Hashrosha. Everything is different. So he says, look here, everything is all Midi Rabbanan. So therefore, since everything is all Midi Rabbanan, Yecholus, the last three lines in Rashi, since it's only with the Rabbanan, they have the right to say whatever they want. So they made it these klolim that Yerik is Basa Lakita and the Kitnis is Basa Hashrasha and all the other Parasuidan is Basa Chanot. That's where Rashi says. The Gemara has drushes here to establish all the different dinim. Where are the drushes? Here on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Gedelim Al Kol Ma'im, Gedelim Al Rov Ma'im. So Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph raises the question: what are they making brushes? Everything is all the Rabbanans over here. By Yerokas and by Kitnias, everything is by the Rabbanans. So what are they making brushes? So Tosfos says maybe everything is all Asmachta mid Rabbanan. That's what Rashi seems to hold. Rashi over there in Kiddushin says all Asmachta mid the Rabbanan. And like Rashi wrote on Yom Gimel and Beis, everything is all Midi Rabbanan. So they had a right to be kaver whatever they choose. Tosfos was there in Kiddushin asked the question, how did they darshan from the Psukim? The whole Trumas and Mais only Midi Rabbanan. So Tosfos gives maybe it's all Asmachta, or maybe it's only an Asmachta with respect to Trumas and Maises, whether it belongs to last year or this year, whether it had Mafish, Mashen, and Maserani. But that you go Basa Hashrosh and Basa Lakita and Basa Havashlish and so on, Basa Chanata is on the level of the rice of mitigate to Shvius. Kedusha is Peri Shvius. That's a Din Menatar even on Yerokas. That's what Tosfos points out. Is that Tosfos? It says Yerokas. I forgot already. Tosis says that Yerokas have Kedushas Shvius min HaTorah. Only has Trumas and Maisis min Derabbanan, but Yerokas has, it's a Tosis here somewhere, that Yerokas can have Kedushas Shvius min HaTorah. So there's the Psukim tell me on the level of their Isa, how to be Koveya, whether the Yerokas are Perish Shvius or not. Perish Shvius have special mitzvah to be Makkarit. Shvi's Tish Matan and Natashta. Those parents that have Kedushin Peshvi's a mitzvah on the owner of the farm that Rabbi Yosef Kara held. It's a mitzvah on the owner of the farm to be Mafka. And Mabit was in the bezin of the Rabbi Yosef Kara. So he disagreed. He held not that the owner has a mitzvah to be Mafka, it's Afkai to the Malka. It's Hefker automatically. Whichever it is, but this din of Shvi's Tish Matan and Natashta only applies if the parents have a Kedushin's Peshvi's. Then there's a din of Zman Habir. You're not allowed to eat the perish shviz after the zman habir. Every fruit and vegetable has a zman habir in the eighth year. When you're not allowed to eat it after that point, you have to be mafkerit by that point. So that's a din inclusion, perish shviz. Rabban Chum suggests maybe the whole din of zman habir is only with Rabbanah. So what is the din in the Torah? Liochl, Shabbos Aras Lachem, Liochl, Liochl, Velo, Lischari. You're not allowed to do big business with the perish shviz. Liochl, Velo, Lehepsid. Let's say you eat an apple and you ate half the apple. You're not hungry. You don't want to eat the rest of the apples. You're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage. You have to save it until it becomes nifsal me'achila. You have to save it. You don't have to put it in the freezer. You can leave it. Also, spent a year in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShemitah. So all the yeshivas, they have a bag for the fruits or the vegetables, the Kedushas Perish Shviz, that the boys didn't finish eating. So you don't tell him you have to eat the peris. He doesn't want to eat it. He doesn't have to eat it. But you're not allowed to throw it. You're not allowed to destroy it in the garbage. That's the din. So you don't have to preserve it by keeping everything in the freezer, but you have to save it around until it becomes nifsal me'achila. And then you have a right to destroy it. So that's, and you're not allowed to use perish shviz for malugma. You're not allowed to use it to bring a korban mincha because you're going to grind up the flour from the tvua that grew in Shnas HaShemitah and Eretz Yisrael, then you're going to bring it as a korban mincha, you're going to make a kmitz and bring the kohen mitzvah on the mizbech. So that's liach levalola menachas. You're going to burn part of it that you're not allowed to do. So those are all the dinim. So Tosis says, these psukim are telling me on the level of the rice, not by Rashi said, the chacham, since the whole din of Chumas and Mice only with the rabbans, they have the right to be kaveh whatever they don't please. No. This is the kaveh. You go, basa lakita and basa hashrasha. Then you get the Kedushas Perish Shviz. Kedushas Perish Shviz is the Raisa, even on Yerokas. It's only Trumas and Maisus is the Rabbanan. Trumas and Maisus is only the Raisa on Dog and Tirish for you, because the Psukim speak about Rishas. Truma is called Rishas. Rishas is the Anacha de Hirosh Chav Yitzarecha. Chulma and Shomi speaks about Truma by Dog and Tirish for you, and never speaks by any of the other meaning. There's a minority opinion, I think, God bless him, admit, there's a minority opinion. That just like the Mishnah says in Bikurim, that Bikurim is Derek and Shivas Aminim, that's in this week's Sedra, in Parashat Eikev, the list of Eretz Chitam Sarah Geffen and Tenim, and list of the Zayin Minim. So the Mishnah says in Bikurim, that's relevant for Bikurim. You're only Chayv in Bikurim and Shivas Aminim. So there's a minority opinion we don't hold like that all the Shivas Aminim are Chayv in Trumas and Maises Menatur. We don't hold like that. We hold only Dog and Tirish V'Yitz. It's in Shulchan Aruch. We ask him like that. And the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says, if Zeisimandov machayiv minatera, so why should it be different Zeisimandov from origins and apples and pears and grapefruits? So the Rambam holds it all peris real and achayiv minatera. Aitas brought the right from Maisa Charuvin. Charuvin is only the Rabbanon. That's the Gemara as well on the base. So the Rambam says, Charuvin, Buxer is a Michael Behemoth, basically. Charuvin is not Michael, not normally Michael Ben Yodim. So that's why it's not Chayv Min HaTorah. The Rambam says there are different kinds of charuvin. Those charuvin that are basically not normal for human beings to eat, those are only Chayv Min HaRabban. If you have boxer that is normal for people to eat, then he said that boxer would be Chayv Min HaTorah. So the Rabbi, that's the first page in Hilchas Maisras, I think, on Maisras Sheni. So the Rabbi asks, where did he get this from? The Gemara doesn't say the two different kinds of charuvin. The Rabbi holds like Tesis, then only Dog and Tirish Vitz, and all charuvin is only the Rabban. Okay, so that's a lot of Gemara spent on that. According to the Ravid, we mentioned once there, according to the Ravid in the Balamor learned by Harusa. So the rabbi that has hasogas on a lot of the balamors, now when they printed it for manuscript, they found the ksav yad around 100 years ago, so they printed it. So now they call it rabbi sefer kosav sham, because every paragraph begins kosav sham, the balamor wrote, and then he has his hasoga, he disagrees. He often disagrees with the rabbi, and when he agrees, he says he stole it from me. It was much tickle targonu for me, iti. All right. So they have the kosav sham, on a lot of masichtas. The manuscript is missing. The end of Chulin, the manuscript of the rabbi is missing, but this one is quoted in the Sefer Kaftar of Ferach. There was a group of Aliyatosis who made Aliyah, and they lived in Eretz Yisrael. So one of them wrote the Sefer Kaftar of Ferach, but all the special mitzvahs are placed by Eretz. So he quotes the rabbi in the Kosum Sham, in the Hasag at the end of Chulin. We don't have the manuscript, but the rabbi writes a Chiddush, that even though the obligation of an Torah to be mafresh Trumas and Maisis is only on Dogen Kirish V'Yitzar, but if you're mafresh on all other fruits and vegetables, it will be Chal Men HaTorah. That's a big Kiddush. It will be Chal Men HaTorah. And then, so according to the Ravid, let's say you have fruits and vegetables, a kidneys, or a yerek or something, and part of it grew in the third year, part of it grew in the fourth year, part in the second year, the third year. So, b'dieved, if you volunteer as an enem, it's a, if you volunteer to be mafrish, it'll become mafrish what? A mafrish ma'aser sheni ma'aser rani. So the pasuk tells us that you go b'aser l'kita, you go b'aser hashvasha, they're dinim deraisa. Not dinim deraisa, when you get to the chiyav. The chiyav trumas ma'aser is only on dogen tirish v'yitza. But when you get to being chal, if you're mafrish, it'll be chal. So what will be chal? It can't be mafrish ma'aser sheni in the third year, can't be mafrish ma'aser rani in the first 2 years. So the pasuk tells you under what conditions would it be chal. There's a big chiddush the rabbi writes that even a peris other than dogen tirish v'yitza, which is an obligation to be mafresh min ha-Torah, but if you're mafresh, it is chal. That's a chiddush, because we usually assume that trumas ma'aser is only chal if there's a chiyuv, if there's an iser tevel. If it's not, it's no iser tevel, so you can't just volunteer to be mafresh trumas ma'aser. That's the rabbi has a big chiddush. Then the rabbi raises a new question. The din is that a zar she'ochal truma is misa b'dei shamayim. Maybe that's how the rabbi came up with an original suggestion. Maybe the misa b'dei shamayim is only if it was tevel that you are mechuyev to be mafresh, and you are mafresh the truma to take off the isa tevel. What if it's something other than dogen tirish v'yitza, and it was a voluntary hafrosha? So will you also be chayv misa b'dei shamayim? So he thinks that not. He thinks that there won't be in Misa B'dei Shemayim, but nonetheless, it's an uncharted area. He's making up things from thin air. No one else ever heard of this, that it's Hafrosh Eschal on other minim, Hafrosh Eschal min HaTorah, another minim other than Dogen Tirish V'Yitzar. So the rabbi says Hafrosh Eschal, but since it's only voluntary, so Zai wouldn't be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, but if Zai would eat a B'shoigig, he would be Chai to be Maisiv Chaimish. That's already a problem. Because the Gemara says in Masechu Shabbos around Da'afai and Alafai and Beis, the Gemara has, just like if a person violates an Avera Shoigig, which if he would have done it, it would have been Mechat Kores, called Chai B'Kris Shoigigim, Mechuyiv to bring a Chatas for Kapara. So one who eats Truma B'Shoigig, a Zashachal Truma B'Shoigig, that if he would have eaten it, B'Mezid, he would have been Chai B'Mezid B'Dei Shamayim, a Zashachal Truma b'mezid is misa b'dei shamayim. So zah she'ochel truma b'shoig has to give kamer chaimish as a kapara. But what if he has zah she'ochel truma that was voluntary truma, something other than dogen tirish v'yitza? So the rabbi holds that there's no misa b'dei shamayim there, because there was no obligation to be mafresh this. So if there's no misa b'dei shamayim, so you should have said if it's zah yitza b'shoig, he's not chayv to l'hoisiv chaimish. So the rabbi says no, he is chayv to be l'hoisiv chaimish. That you got to think about that. Why? Why isn't that a violation of the Gemara's klal? The Gemara says, Choymish is to Misa B'dei Shamayim, like Chattas is to Kares. So if there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim by all other Zar Shalcha Trum and other Paris other than Dog Tirish B'Yitzar, so why should it be Tosef is Choymish? So that's a Chiddush in the right. It sheds light on the whole nature of that din. Okay, gotta look into that. Anyway, that's this Gemara. That's the Gemara has a ganze drasha, a whole drasha on, where was it again? The Gemara has a whole drasha to determine that Yerik is Basa Lakita and Kitnius is Basa Hashrasha, as if it's a din deraisa. So either you say it's an asmachta, or you say the pasuk is din to tell you what's kareya by shviyas. How do you determine what you're, because kedusha shviyas you have in atar even on yerokas, or it goes on shaminim, even though you're not mechuyev to be mafrish, but the rabbi said if you're mafrish it'll be chal. All the bishan rashi and tesis who are bothered with the kasha. How can the gemara have psukim if the whole din is only with the rabbanan? They all obviously don't agree with the rabbi. If they would hold like the rabbi, you would need the pasuk to tell you if you're mafrish, what's going to be chal. So that's an important gemara. There is a very fascinating malbim at the end of Bechukaisai, and the pasuk Chamaiser Haaretz Mizera Haaretz Mipurheitz Kodesh Lashem. So Rashi and Chumash says it goes on Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon is not Kodesh. Truma is Kodesh. Maaser Rishon is not Kodesh. Maaser Rishon is Mutar Lazarim and is Mutar Letmeim. Truma has Kodesh. Maaser Sheni has Kodesh Lashem. Maaser Sheni has Kedusha. You can only eat it in Rishalayim, Bigdusha V'Tahara. A Tommy is not permitted, you're not permitted to consume Maaser Sheni in the state of Tumah. So the pasuk goes on Maaser Sheni, not on Maaser Rishon. So it says, L'chamayis ha'aretz, mizera ha'aretz, m'pri ha'aretz, kodesh l'Hashem. So the Malbim quotes a fascinating, I think from Ablazan Emitz, I think from the Uraim. I never looked it up, I took his word for it. He says that even though Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni on all other minim other than dog and tirish mitzvah is only the Rabbanan, Rabbi Elazar Emitz is the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. He follows the Shita Sateisus that it's only Shumas and Maaser is only the Raisa on dog and tirish mitzvah. But Maaser Sheni is the Raisa on all Paris of Elam, because that's what the pasuk called my hearts, Mizarats, my pre heights, Kodesh Lashem, on all fruits. So that's a whopper of a chiddush. You don't have to be mafish to Megdala. You don't have to be mafish Maaser Rishon. But Maaser Sheni, you have to mafish men atur. A big chiddush. I think Rav Lezer Mimitz probably has to hold like that rivet that we said before. Because what is a person, let's say a person has oranges in Eretz Yisrael. So first he's mafish 2% for the Megdala. If you want, you can give chitachas pateras kalakri. If you want, you can give 98%. You always have to leave over reishis shisharen. You can't be mafish 100% as truma. You have to leave something over. The truma has to be mater, has to be moved yisa tevel from the rest. So you can be mafish between a mashu chitachas pateras kalakri, and you can give 99.99%. Okay. So let's say you give 2%, so all the 2% is truma. Then you give 10% of what's left after taking the Truma Gedolah. You give 10% of what's left. You only have, if you give 2%, you have 98 units left. So you give 10%, there's 9.8. You don't give a full 10%. You give 9.8 of the whole thing is 10% of what's left. You give as Maaser Rishon. So you had 100 units, and you took off 2 units, you have 98, then you take off 9.8. And then you mafrish Maaser Sheni or Maaser Oni, 10% of what's left after you took Maaser Rishon. So if you hold that on all other Paris, Blazim and Mitz, and you say for your Reim holds all other Paris other than Togon Dirishvitz, so there's no Chiev to give Truma Gedolah, no Chiev to give Maaser Rishon, only a Chiev Menatar to give Maaser Sheni. So Menatari should give 10% of everything. You're not going to give 10%. You're taking 2% off of Truma Gedolah. Then you're taking off 9.8 for Maaser Rishon. Then you're only going to take for Maaser Sheni in the first 2 years of the fourth and the fifth years. You're going to be mafrish 10% of what's left after taking off the 2% and after taking off the next 9.8%. So that's not 10% of everything. So l'chori, you have to say that the Rav Lezer Mimitz holds like they arrive it. That even though on all sharp pairs, you're not chayv men atar to be mafrish from Magdala Maaser Rishon, but if you are mafrish, it is chal. So the mele, when you mafrish the Maaser Sheni, if you mafrish 10% of what's left, that's acceptable. Men atar, you didn't have to be mafrish to Truma Gedolah and the Maaser Rishon. You should have only given, you're only obligated to give Maaser Kodesh. Can't call it Maaser Sheni, it's not Maaser Rishon. So you would call it Maaser Kodesh. And that'll be the maisa that you have to bring to it. That's going to be 10% of everything. But since our practice is midrabban and it is chayv, so it's going to first be mafish, 2% for Truma Gedolah, 10% of what's left afterwards. 9.8% of everything is maisa region. Then you're going to only give 10% what's left after that for the maisa sheni, and that's legitimate. So you see, it has to hold like the chidush of the raivin and the kos of shom, that in the shar minim and the shar peris, even though you're not mechuyev min hatorah, but it's chal min hatorah. That's a big chidush. That's a big chidush, a very big chidush. The Malbim quotes that, the Rebbe Lezer Mimitz. And the Gemara has a comment here. Here on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Yirokas, and Yirokas you go Basa L'Kita. So if some of the Yirokas did a L'Kita before Rosh Hashanah, some you did L'Kita after Rosh Hashanah, according to the Tvoa, it means L'Kita L'Kita. According to Tosa, L'Kita is Labdavke, it really means Gemar HaPri. So if some of it had the Gemar HaPri before Rosh Hashanah, some had Gemar HaPri after Rosh Hashanah, you can't be Mafish Mizu Alzu because Menachar Shal Ayoshan. Then Ayoshan Alachor is not even Chal B'Yevet because of the pasuk Aser Taser. It's called Tuvas Arecha Yetz Atzad Shana Shana. You can't be Mafrish Shana Alachavet. Even B'Yevet, it's not Chal. So the Gemara says that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That Liyirakis, the Rosh Hashanah for Hafrashas Maisus Mishana Alachavet depends on Ech B'Tishrei. Yeah. And then the Brisa. Tana, we have a brayso. Liyirokas or the maisvus. Well, in the dorim, it's echad b'tishrei. So it's on the brayso. Liyirokas means maisvus. So why does it say twice? It says liyirokas and then it says lemaisvus. So Gemara says liyirokas means maisa yerek, which is only midirabanan l'chol adeus. Maisa yerek is only the rabbanan. Well, lemaisvus means real maisvus. That's menater and dogan tirish v'yitza. So why does it mention it twice and you put liyirokas first? Yirokas is on midirabanan. So the Gemara says, yeah. Listening to Reis of Reisha, once you first say, Lemaisvis vili Yirokas, I did the Haviva le Agnama. The Tana cherishes the din de Rabbanan, the din of the Rabbanan that the rabbis invented, that's Haviva le. I did the Haviva le Agnama. So he mentioned in the Reisha, Maisa Yerek, before he mentions the din of Maisvis, Adon Tirshvitza. That's interesting. Why is it Chavivale? We become shutfim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in developing the dinim and the Torah. Usually all the dinim and the Torah, so the Rabbanu Shalom told us all the dinim. He's the one who created the world. He created the whole Torah. And he gave us the ability to invent dinim the Rabbanim. So we become, and to develop Torah Shabbat Peh also, the Chachamim and every generation have the ability to develop Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's Chavivale. When we invent a din de rabbanan, when we develop a din Torah Shabbat Peh, that's chavivale. We become shutfim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once held a drasha. Why did they wait to say Oz Yashir at the time of Kriyas Yamsev? Why didn't they say Oz Yashir at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Kriyas Yamsev was Shvi'i Shel Pesach. They left Mitzrayim and Tezvav. Why did they wait till Shvi'i Shel Pesach? So he says that basically for Yetzias Mitzrayim, they didn't lift a finger. When it came to Kriyas Yamsev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'Yisov, let them walk into the Yamsev. When they'll walk in, then it'll split. So because they became shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yetzias Mitzrayim at the time of Kriyas Yamsev, so that's why they were happier, they were more excited. So they said Shira. But on the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was with Nisim and the floors. There was no Isarusa de la Tata. The Rebbeinu Shalom did everything. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes when he gives us the Shchiyah to become a Shutif with him. Then he says such a concept, Abichas HaMosen is the Raisa after eating bread. Why only after eating bread? On the other Shivus HaMinim, there's a big Machlekes in Rishonim, where the Baruch Ala Michi, Ala Eitz, Ala Geffen, is it the Raisa of the Rabbanan? Even if you hold that it is the Raisa, some Rishonim hold that it is there. The Rashba talks about it is the Raisa, but Gimel Brachos is only on bread. And the other ones, Ala Michi, Ala Geffen, Ala Kalkol, and so on, that's only one Bracha. And some Rishonim hold that Gimel Brachos is the Raisa and bread. Why is bread having more of a Chiyah for Bracha Achreina than the rest of the Shivus HaMinim? Based on the pasuk, Eretz Shalom is kind of chal balach, chal tevzvat avirachta. Okay, based on the pasuk, what the idea behind it? So he said, because by bread we become shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to grind the wheat make flour, and then we have to knead it, and we bake the bread. So we become shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu preparing the food. If you just eat the fruits as they grow from the tree, so then the Rabbanu Shalom prepared the food. We didn't become shutfim with him. So that's perhaps the idea in this Gemara, that I did the chavivelei akdama. Why is it chavivelei? Because all the din of the Rabbanah and the world of Torah Shabbat Peh is more chavi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the schiyah to become shutfim with him in developing the dinim. Then the Gemara has four lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Menachem. The Gemara calls a Mishnah from Maisris. Hayerik Mishaneg Hanegad Mishayegan Shanegad Mishamales Akli. What's it talking about here? So Rashi explained there's a din midrabban. You're not allowed to eat tevel achilas keva. You're not allowed to eat minatore, you're not allowed to eat tevel after miruach and rias bnei abayis. Midrabbanan, even before rias bnei abayis, and sometimes even before miruach, you're not allowed to eat tevel if you eat achilas keva. So how do you determine whether it's achilas keva or not? So that's what the Mishnah says. Hayerek ha'anega darka bagudas. Rashi says, mishayei ogei. Also lechem men aroi. Then there's a din, you're not allowed to eat. Yeah. So it's an interesting din. This halacha that you're not allowed to eat. Mishalakid. So the bottom Tosfos also talks about it. Yeah. Let's say you have basar b'chalav midrabbanan. You have chicken cooked with milk is only basar b'chalav midrabbanan. You have gid anosh is an isa deraisa. Shumen agid is an isa derabbanan. We never heard that there's an isa derabbanan, but they only asked that achilas keva. They get achilas aroi. They never asked. There's no such din. Why over here by tevel there's such a din? The tevel is also midrabbanan. If you eat it achilas keva, eat achilas aroi, then it's mutar. Why do they make such a distinction? So Memer Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. Then we found later it's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Trumas, right? It's a Beferish. Most of the things that he told us, he thought it was making up things from thin air. We found that Mishnayos, a Gemaras, a Taisus, and a Beferish and Dinim. So this one we found is a Pirush HaMishnayos, Laha Rambam and Trumas, where the Rambam says the Din Deraisa, that you're not allowed to eat Tevel. After Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, is because whatever you eat after Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, whatever you eat is called Achilas Keva. Whatever you eat before Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis is called Achilas Aroi. This is the Raisa of eating table is only if you eat Achilas Keva. So called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Raisa Tikkun, they said sometimes even before Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, if you eat Achilas Keva, if you cook it, Bishul is Kaveh, if you salt it, Melech is Kaveh, if you eat it on Shabbos, Shabbos is kavas. If you buy it, mekach is kaveh. A whole bunch of 6-7 different things that are kaveh. Chotzer, if you eat it, b'chotzer, it's kaveh. A whole bunch of things that are kaveh. The whole thing is patterned after the din deraisa. Another din derabbanan, macholos asur rabban, you don't distinguish between achilas kaveh, achilas aroi, only by tevel, because that's the nature of the isa deraisa. Why is the din deraisa like that? That men atar, you only osa to eat tevel after miruach and rias pnei abayis, because these are tevel, there's only achilas keva. So midrabbanan, they extended what's called achilas keva. So that's part of the background of this din. Oh yeah, I was going to mention in connection with that Rashi, we mentioned the Rashi on Yud Gimel on the base, that's questionable. Rashi says that all the dinim are all midrabbanan. He says, Maisa Yerek and Kitnias and all the Perisuilan itself, aside from Zeis Manovim, everything is the Rabbanan. So therefore, Yechodos Be'erachachamim, the Kvar is Malafi, Daitim Luchalach, they have a right, since the whole thing is Rabbanan, they have the right to establish when is the Kaveya. So they invented Hashrosha and the Kitte and Avo Ashlish and so on. They have the right to make up whatever they want. So in other Rishonim held, you can't say like that. These are Dinim Deraisa, I mean, they get to Shvius. According to the rabbi, there's a din deraisa when you get to Trumas and Maisa that it's chal. You're not mechuyev to, but if you're mafish, it's chal. So it's only chal according to these guidelines. That's really dinim deraisa. The way Rashi presents it is dinim derabbanan. So it's interesting. There's an interesting comment on the opening Mishnah in Megillah. So on the back of the Vilna Shas, they have horas from Rav Shlomo Vilna. He was one of the Dayanim in Bezdin and Vilna, the end of the 1800s when they were printing the Vilna Shas. He was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. He corrected the galleys. I mentioned, I think, once that his grandson, Rabbi Markelis, used to teach in high school in YU, used to teach Gemara. And he said the family tradition had it that his grandfather, Reb Shlomo Levilna, knew the whole Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, word for word by heart. And when he corrected the galleys, he corrected it from memory. He didn't have to look back on another Gemara. He remembered every word in Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, and he knew what it's supposed to say. So he corrected the galleys. So he has, in the back of all the Masechtas, they have Ha'oris, Cheshik Shlomo, from Reb Shlomo Levilna. So in the beginning of Ben Gili, that's a very fascinating idea. It could be relevant to this Rashi on your Gemara on the base. He says that why did they institute Purim, that they have some, the Ayoros HaMakav, some read the Megillah and Tezvav, and the rest of the places in the world, they read the Megillah and Yudalit, and Kfar Magdim and Liyah Magnesik. I'll give the whole explanation. Why would they make a land Kfarim that they should be free on Purim to be able to supply the big cities with food? He says, and Chumash, when you have a din, the Raisa, we have a Pasuk, Mishpat Decha Yolachem Elagera Agar B'techichem. It's one din for everybody. So he says, sometimes the Chachamim wanted to make it a dead giveaway that it's a din midirabban. If it would have been a din manator, it would have been mishpatech yolachem. Everybody would celebrate Purim on the same day. But because it's only a din derabban, so the bedafke wanted to make chilukim, so everybody will realize that it's not a din derais. It's only a din midirabban. If it would have been a din derais, we wouldn't have some chilukim. So perhaps that's also included in what Rashi says over here. He says that because Trumas and Maisus, and Yerik and Kittius and the Paris of Elam and Solomon the Rabbanan, so therefore they have the right to be Kaveya Lefi Daitam Lechalech Lechad, a different Kaveya. Maybe that's part of the reason why, because it's only the Rabbanan, so Bedafka they wanted to make a different din. You should realize that it's only the Rabbanan. You shouldn't think that it's a din there, right? Could be that that's also included in Rashi's Kavona. Here there's a famous Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos D'Mamascha D'Akrivu. The same Tosfos appears in Kiddushin. On the margin, they tell you, look in Kiddushin, Lamed Zayin on the base, Mimacharas. Tosfos quotes one place in Shas, they quote the Ibn Ezra. So the one place in Shas, they quote the Ibn Ezra, yes, Takashe. So there on the margin in Kiddushin, they printed on the margin that we don't need the Ibn Ezra, the Yerushalmi, yes, Takashe. The one place in Shas that Tais already quotes him as is, so that we don't need him. That the Yerushalmi said that what? That this is a famous Taisus. That in the Chumash it says, Machas ha Pesach Yatzu ben Esau b'Eretz Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the day after Pesach. What do you mean? It was Pesach. It was Tezvav Nisan in the morning. They won Ish al Yetzi mit Pesach. Besai Berkha, they ate the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. They ate it in the middle of the night. Then they weren't allowed to leave their homes. It didn't apply the Durs. And then the morning of Tezvav Nisan, what's Pesach? Then they had the Tzias Mitzrayim. So why does the Chumash call it Mimachas HaPesach Yotze Ben Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim? He says it's in Parshas Maseh. The Mimachas HaPesach means the day after Shechitas HaPesach. Shechitas HaPesach was Yud Daled, so Tezvav was Mimachas HaPesach. But then you have the pasuk in Sefer Yoshua in chapter Hey. It says, "Vayochel Ma'abu Haaretz Mimachas HaPesach." So it means Tezayin Nisan, the first day of my Pesach, they brought the Minchas Ha'omer. So Mimachas HaPesach there means Tezayin Nisan, the day after Achilas HaPesach. So how come there's a discrepancy? How come in Yoshua Mimachas HaPesach refers to Tezayin Nisan, the Akar Vaymer B'Hadarachal? First they brought the Minchas Ha'omer, and then they ate the Chodosh. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh until after you bring the Minchas Ha'omer. And in the Chumash, the term Mimachas HaPesach refers to Tezvav. That's the Ibn Ezra's Kash. So the Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes Yerushalmi. On the side, they say the Yerushalmi Esther. The Tosfos says, Loshen Torah Lechud, Loshen Nevi'im Lechud. What does that mean? What does that mean? So there's a famous interpretation from Rav Levi Yitzchok Berditcheva. It's in the Kedushas Levi on Chumash. He says, he quotes the Pasuk, Ani L'doi Di V'doi Di Li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people, and Jewish people love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we say Pesach, when we speak, the Chumash was dictated word for word, letter for letter to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's B'loshan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says Pesach, He refers to the Mesiras Ani LeDaydeVeDaydeLe. He's referring to the Mesiras Nefesh that Bnei Israel exhibited, that they're prepared to shecht. This was Tavis Mitzrayim. They used to worship the animals. And they were prepared to do an act of Mesiras Nefesh to shecht the Korban Pesach, and they weren't afraid that the Mitzrayim v'lo yiskalunu, not afraid that the Mitzrayim are going to kill them. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Pesach, he means the Shechitas HaPesach. When we say Pesach, we refer to Pasach HaBatim Bnei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he skipped over, dileg, Pasach HaBatim Bnei Yisrael. So that was on Tezvav. So when we say Mimachas HaPesach, we mean the day after dileg HaPesach. That was on Leil Tezvav. So we refer to Tezvav. That's the famous interpretation of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva. Why Tosfos says, Lashon Torah L'chud V'Lashon Nevi'im L'chud. This is on the assumption that the Chumash is Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam is dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Nevi'im had a Mara HaNevuah, not like Moshe Rabbeinu had direct dictation. The other Nevi'im had a Chazon, a Chalom, and Mara HaNevuah. Then they would interpret using their own words, and the Nevi'im are B'Lashon Bnei Adam. All the Dikis for Nevi'im are B'Lashon Bnei Adam. The Netziv has a discussion, is that really so? So he quotes some Rishonim who think that Barbanel, someone thinks that there's a difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Ksuvim is B'lashim Meliyad, but Nevi'im were dictated also word for word, letter for letter. So he wouldn't agree with this. But Rabbi Yitzchak Berditcheva's interpretation is based on the assumption that Loshen Tor L'chud V'Loshen Nevi'im L'chud, that Loshen Tor is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Loshen, Loshen HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Nevi'im interpret the Mar HaNevuah using their own language, so that's Lashon B'nei Adam. So Lashon B'nei Adam, Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li, so that's why they would, that's what the Lashon B'nei Adam we refer to, when we talk about Pesach, we mean Pasach HaBatim and Esav B'Mitzrayim. The Yeshua that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that was in Tezvav. So Marchan HaPesach would be Tezayin. The Makne, the author of the Hafloah is a Sefer on Ksubas by Rav Hafloah, the Rosh HaTevis, Rav Pinchas Levi, Ish Horovitz. He was the Rav in Frankfurt when the Chassam Sofer was growing up. He was one of the two major Rebbes of the Chassam Sofer. The Hafloah was the Rav, and Rav Nassim Adler. So the Hafloah wrote a Sefer on Kedushin that's called the Makne. So on that daf, on Lamed Zayin, where this Tosfos appears, where they quote this Kasha from the Ibn Ezra, so the Makne gives a different answer. How come in Chumash Machas HaPesach means Tezayin? In Chumash Machas HaPesach means Tezvav, the Pasuk in Masim, in Machas HaPesach, Yotze Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And how come in Tanakh it refers to Tezayin? Why is that? So he has a chiddush that by Israel, the Gemara has a lashon Hayom Halach Achra Laila. Shabbos begins at sundown and goes to sundown. Yom Kippur goes from sundown to sundown. Yontav, everything is Mi'erev Ad Erev Tish B'Suv Shabbatchem. And by the Umas Olam, they have a solar calendar. We have a lunar calendar. They have a solar calendar. So by them, that's what the Makna is assuming. It would be the reverse. It would be that halal halach achrayim, the night follows the days begin in the morning at Alos HaShachar, and it goes till next morning Alos HaShachar. That's what you got to see on Daf Chof in the Gemara about international date line. The Gemara talks about maybe midnight to midnight. That's what we assume now. Midnight, the days all begin at midnight, or the bank gives you an interest, daily interest, can calculate it daily. It's from midnight to midnight. So where does that come from? So that's neither here nor there. But the Gemara has such a havmina for midnight and daf chof on the base. So the Makna says that Koyde Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael didn't have the din of the dinam of the Torah yet. Koyde Matan Torah. It's not a difference between Lashon Torah and Lashon Nevi'im. It's Koyde Matan Torah versus Lacha Matan Torah. So let's see, what does he say? Koyde Matan Torah, that the din was Halayla Halach Acha Hayom. I already forgot. You got to take a look again. It's a famous piece that it depends whether halal hachayim or yom hachalal, and it changed after Matan Torah. Okay, but that's a big chiddush. That's a very big chiddush. The Gemara has a, we'll just mention briefly, the Gemara has on Daf Yud Gimel on the base, HaMachlokes HaTanoim, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur. He's hardly ever quoted, very rarely quoted, Tana. So he quotes Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, quotes in the name of Rabbi Shemesh Azuri. If you have Paris, you have a lot of Paris. Some of the Paris belong to one year, some of the Paris belong to another. That's here you go, Basa Lakita. So in some of them, the Lakita was before Rosh Hashanah, some of the Lakita by Yerukas, you go, Basa Lakita. So some had the Lakita after Rosh Hashanah. So you have to be careful not to be Torah Mishon Al Chabata. You can't even be the Ebed, it's not Chal. And Rechadish Al Yashim, and Yashim Al Chadish, even though both years are exactly the same. First 2 years are the Shemitah cycle, is from Megiddo, the Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Sheni. Exactly the same, but still, that's the halacha. Even by the Yebid, you can't be mafrish. Nishana al chabeto. So what if you'll mix everything all in together? You'll stir everything up. You have bananas, oranges, whatever. Yerukas, okay, have yerukas. You mix all the yerukas up. Do you have the right to assume that everything is evenly distributed? And when you'll be designating 2% as truma, you have tons and tons of yerukas, let's say. So, according to the same proportion of a mixture that you'll have and what's nitar will be and what you're being mafrish on the other stuff. So you'll have proportionally men acharosh al acharosh, men ayoshan al ayoshan. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur quotes in the name of Rabbi Shemesh Azuri in earlier Tana that yesh bila, we assume that there'll be lila, there'll be a good evenly distributed lila. And it's not a violation of Chodesh Malayosh and Yosh Malachodesh. We assume there'll probably be percentage-wise, let's say 30% is Chodesh, 30% is Yosh, and 70% is Chodesh. We stir it all up together, and you'll be turned a couple of bushels on the rest. You'll have the same proportion of Chodesh and Yosh here that you have there. So it'll be Malachodesh Alachodesh, Malayosh and Alayosh. The Gemara says we don't pass like that. We pass like Shmuel. That the only time we say yesh bila is when it's a liquid. Yayin v'shemen. If you have liquids, then I think it's called Boyle's principle, that the particles all blend together when you have liquids. But when you have solids, you're mixing together oranges, you're mixing together vegetables, yerukas, chodesh and yoshan. You have no right to assume that it'll be evenly distributed. And liquids, if you stir it, it'll be evenly distributed. So that's what we assume. You only hold yesh bila by liquids. And lakol, two lines from the bottom. Om Shmuel lakol and bila chutz me yayim v'shem. By liquids the bila, not by solids. Okay. Maybe tomorrow b'li neder, a quarter to 12. I'd like to start from the Gemara, the last two lines on the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Very fascinating Gemara, and then Yud Dalet Amud Beis, famous Gemara over here. But Rabbi Akiva was mafish twice maestros. He wasn't sure whether it's supposed to be Mafish Masasheni, Masarani. So the Gemara has three different interpretations of what the story was. What happened over there? Why was he Mafish two Masas? Okay. So it's important to do the calculations. And some of it is Nagel Halacha. Okay. We're not going to spend that much time on the rest. The rest, you have to know vegetables. Okay. We're going through just the cloth. Very good. Okay. Good to work, everybody.
Good to work.
Thank you.
Okay.